16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, it's Roy Wood Jr. We've got a little something different for you today. Now, you remember before the pandemic, you could stand around a water cooler and talk to your coworkers. We used to call it water cooler conversations, even though there was never really a water cooler there. Anyway, two of my good friends, Daily Show correspondent Dulce Sloan and Daily Show writer Josh Johnson, are known around the building for their water cooler conversations, and they turned it into a podcast. This is your chance to hear these two people go back and forth the way we get to hear it all the time in the hallway. The podcast is called Hold Up. Have a listen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's the show where we have a pretty passionate interaction, pretty, what's it called when it's from the soul? You know, that soul meat that you get, that dig deep into, and then you pull from that? You know what I'm talking about?
Soul meat?
Yeah. You know when it's come from the heart, but it's even deeper. It's like
from
deep down in your soul.
Oh, man. Is there a word for that?
I thought maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, we're going to have some pretty passionate conversations about things that are important in the world, in the culture, to us. It's the things that we disagree on. Even though we're friends, there's sometimes where Dulce will say something that's a little bit out of pocket to me, in my mind, that is like, it cannot stand.
Out of pocket?
A little bit out of pocket.
I'm always in pockets. I'm always, whether they're pants or pool tables, I am in the pocket.
I'll tell you right now, a lot of your opinions are truly out of pocket, and we're about to find out one of them today. Today, we're talking about something that is deeply important to the both of us. You know, it's not like the economy, gas prices, now, anything like that.
We're never going to be talking about issues that could change the world.
This could change the world. I'm looking to change hearts and minds.
Truly, because that's how you do it, you know, just one person at a time. But today we're talking about bar soap versus body wash.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua, what is your stance? I think I know what it is because you're a man, but
I'm all about the bar.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Bars. All right.
Boo.
Yeah. Bars.
I knew you were going to say that. I am team body wash. Listen, you know I'm team body wash.
So tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how hardcore you are about the body wash.
I'm going to say like an 8.
Oh, great. Okay, because I'm an 8. So
you're
diametrically opposed. And I'll tell you right now, bars is where it's at. The original soap. All right,
not this
soap juice. Other people claim is worth it. You know, my bar stays
soap
ready.
Soap
my bar,
juice,
yeah. You know
soap
what I'm talking
juice?
About?
Mm-hmm. Soap. Wow.
That wash water, people. Because this is also how you know some people. Obviously, there's a spectrum with everything. There are lots of people that might say they love the same things I love, but they don't roll the way I roll, right? So I'm not speaking for everyone when I talk about bars of soap. I'm not speaking for everybody when I talk about body wash. But I will say that some of my broker friends love to add water to the bottle of body wash, acting like that's still the same strength of soap, and it is not.
In the same vein, when I associated with the broke. Try to change my life, Josh. trying to change my life. I'm trying to not deal with any man who has roommates. But my broker friends, they love bar soap because it's only 97 cents. Or it could be 50 cents. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can buy in bulk.
Wait. Because this is my thing. This is what I'm saying. Is that the example that I just gave was how some of my broke friends will dilute the soap to where it's less soap. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're coming for the people who found a discounted Family Dollar.
I'm not. I didn't finish.
All right. Let me let you finish.
Because we've all, like, it's like dishwashing liquid, right? Like, people add water to, like, dishwashing liquid and stuff like that. So I understand in the vein. But we all know that you get down to that little sliver of soap, and then you can keep those slivers. And then make yourself a big ball. It's the same concept where you're like, let me save these slivers. And they could be a various.
Yeah.
And they could be, you've got a little Dove, you've got a little Irish Spring, you've got a little Dial. And then you just put them all together to make the most skin drying concoction that the world has ever known.
Let me take up for the daggers for a second. Let me tell you right now about the daggers, right? I love a good soap dagger because it helps me in the battle to shank the germs to death. Okay? A good bar of soap dagger, I can lift that arm. I can slide that. I can slide that thing up. I'm getting even the dirt on the hairs of my armpits. I'm getting in so good. You know?
See, that's also my issue with bar soap is people have a tendency to put bar soap directly on the body. They're not rubbing it on a rag or a washcloth or a loofah or a floof or a body brush. It's soap directly on the body, and then the next person is using this said soap. And we all know the last place that everybody cleans.
Two things. First of all, I would appreciate you coming at me with this shower lingo, with these foreign words. I want you to use.
You have a washcloth, Josh. You have a rag.
You didn't say washcloth. You were saying a loofah. You were.
No, I said washcloth. I said washcloth, loofah, exfoliating gloves, a floof, a body brush, anything that you use to apply your cleaning agent to your body. That's what the soap needs to go on. Not soap directly on human skin. There needs to be a buffer. So for me, I don't like bar soap because it be going straight on people's asses, straight on genitalias, okay? Straight in armpits, catching it just direct. And you know, if you still got the letters on the soap, if you don't, because some people wash the soap bar, so you got the letters, you picked up a bar soap with the letters in it and the letters was dirty.
Okay, second point that I was going to make is that there is no dirty soap. It's soap, so it cannot be dirty. Second,
you've seen it where the letters.
Number 2A, 2A in my list.
Your Honor.
What I would rather not have is you saying whatever F words those were to me in the shower thing. What was that? What was that other thing? A foofah?
Loofah.
A loofah, I already heard. But then you said a F word.
Exfoliating gloves. Or a floof.
So those are the type of F words I would appreciate in this conversation.
You've never seen the little the little mesh puff in the shower?
I want to tell you about my experience because I think it'll help color the rest
of
the conversation.
Don't you have a girlfriend that lives in your house?
I do. I'm talking about how I grew up for a second. I'm talking about how I had my come up, you know, lived in Louisiana, lived in Chicago. I had an experience of growing up, and this is how you can tell that I didn't always have means. I grew up with Dial soap. I understand that Dial soap is basically gunshots to the skin. Okay,
yes.
That's basically
a forest fire.
You need to use a bulletproof vest when you wash with Dial.
It's a forest fire for your follicles.
I don't even know if body wash had been invented yet, okay?
True. There was a
body wash is a recent
up.
Craze. Yeah, it's a very, like, early 2000s thing. So it's been around, like, you know, 20 years or such. But right. I'm just saying, for a 90s kid, I don't know if body wash was as much of a thing. Also, the Dial soap that I use, it kept me clean. It did. Yes, it was sometimes very easy for me to wash some of the skin off the skin I was cleaning, but it kept me absolutely fresh. I just felt like I was well taken care of. It wasn't until later that I discovered Irish Spring, that I discovered Dove, that I was like, oh, okay, there's a different level to these bars. And so let me bring my bar game up. Now, I will say, for the bar, even for my bar heads, right? For my bar boys, for my barbiturates. Okay.
You're making somebody look up barbiturates and they're going to find out that's not what you're talking about.
For all of my bar heads, please use a washcloth.
Please.
That is like to Dulce's point. A washcloth is what you should be using. Do not just hammer a bar of soap into your body up and down.
No.
You're not doing what you think you're doing. Also makes the soap last longer. Because now we got bar. Can you tell me in earnest how long it takes you to get through a bottle of body wash versus a bar of soap? Because a bar is going to see you through a lot.
It
might just see you through graduation.
Bar soap doesn't last as long for me as... Wow. Body wash does, only because really? It's like the body wash that I have, like it has like a pump on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get like the biggest bottle, I get the pump, one pump, okay, I got this pump for this, and then I get another. So it's like I know how much soap I'm using when I use.
Oh, so you know you're like a 3-pump per shower type person.
3-4, you know. Where,
okay.
Right, because I've got a face wash, I've got a body wash, and then I've got, you know, hoo-ha wash. So these are all different things.
Okay.
Because you're not supposed to put bar soap on your between you down there. You're not supposed to put bar soap there. You're not supposed to put bar soap on your face.
Let me tell you then this, because I see where you're saying. I see where you're getting at, and you've led me perfectly to my next point, and I appreciate it. Let me tell you why body wash is a liar.
Okay.
Is a deceiver. Okay. Because a bar soap will tell you what time it is every time. A bar of soap will be like, hey, I'm getting smaller. I'm depleting. I'm turning into daggers. All right. You got 3 slivers of me now. That's all you got left. I can see when I walk in the bathroom how much soap is left with a bar of soap. What I can't know until I pick it up and I feel the deceitful weightlessness of an empty bottle of body wash. It's like you ever go to take a sip of orange juice and your roommate left 1/2 sip and then they put the whole carton back?
I mean,
that's
I
what body
roommates.
Wash does every time.
Okay. To counter the point, there are bottles of body wash that are transparent, and there are bottles of body wash that are opaque. So my bottle of body wash is transparent, so I always know how much soap I have. Going back to bar soap. Originally, because I had to look up, because I've made bar soap before, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's different types of soap that you can make. There's the glycerin-based soap that you can get in like your Michaels or your other craft stores. Or there's like the old school original soap.
Yeah, that Fight Club soap.
That's Fight Club soap. And that is lye, which lye is nothing to fuck with. Because
no.
I was making this lye soap and I was pouring it out. And I should have had goggles on. I should have had eye protection. Because when I tell you a grain, literally the size of the grain of sand, got on my eyelid, burn. It was the tiniest little scab, burn. If lye hits you and there's any type of like moisture on your skin, burned immediately, right? So there's lye.
Uh-huh.
Animal fat.
Yep.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, one, who the fuck figured this out?
I mean, a serial killer. We owe so much to serial killers, and we don't.
Stop it.
We never give the credit. That's a crazy person that figured out, oh, we need some fat from an animal, and we need this pure acid, and then let's just mix it with some water, see what happens.
Or this sounds like old school shit that came from, like, when we used to do bloodletting, and when we thought all women were witches because they had an opinion. So
also
like,
serial killers, just so you know. Like,
I mean, serial killers aren't new, but I'm saying it's like you look at like how dangerous soap making and how caustic it used to be. And then we're like, okay, we've got these bars of soap now that, like, we took the lye out of them. So you don't have to, like, kind of just burn the dirt off. I feel like sometimes with this bar soap, because it's like, you always knew in middle school or high school when some boy started using Irish Spring, because I guess that's what they thought men smelled like. That's what their parents thought that men smelled
like. That's dad soap, right?
That's dad soap.
Irish Spring?
Irish Spring.
That's a hardcore, like, if a kid had Irish Spring, you knew he had both parents in his life.
But if he was a elementary school kid using Irish Spring, that's because you went to your dad's house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had both parents. They might not have been in the same place.
They might not have been in the same place. Some days you come in smelling like Dove. Some days you come in smelling like Irish Spring. We can tell where you've been.
Right.
But yeah, Irish Spring is hardcore dad soap.
Right, and then Dove was supposed to be the softer one. Like, in the commercial, it was literally, like, lotion layering up to make a bar. So it's like, you said this was supposed to be moisturizing. That's what the lady said in commercial. And I've never been so dry. I can say for me, body wash, or as my mama likes to call it, body wash. For years, we said that. I don't know why. I can't remember what the joke is. But we go, mama, I need some body wash. We're very silly people at my mom's house. Body wash is good for me because, one, it didn't dry my skin out as much.
Okay. Because Dial soap on the bar does come with the ash. That is going to, you are going to look ghostly. You're going to,
dusty. You're going to look dusty. You're going to look ghostly. I remember Dial soap was like, hey, are you a mechanic? Get a day's work off your hands. And I'm like, oh, why are we putting this on children? But we also have to both have to say, that as a kid, when you took a bubble bath, did you have bubble bath or did you have dishwashing liquid?
Okay, so didn't take a lot of bubble baths, all right? I wasn't really living that lifestyle.
You had a tub.
I had a tub, but
so look, when you took baths,
what it took to get enough bubbles in my bath was too much. So what I would have to do, and this is... You're going to look at me different after I tell you this. So the same way that, you know, I lived off of the Dial daggers and the same way that I just sort of went with white elbows, as you can imagine from the dryness. I used to run the water in the tub.
Yeah. And then put the bar soap underneath the running water.
That would have been better. I put the running water, you know, bar soap under running water for a little bit, let it suds up. But if I felt like I wasn't getting enough bubbles that way, I would just start to sort of spin in the tub with the bar making like a little streak along the lines of the tub.
Okay.
And then, you know, rub that, like get like now I'm getting the tub clean, you know, now I'm building up the bubbles on the tub. And then that was the closest I could come to like a hardcore bubble bath, because we didn't have the bubble bath, like liquid bubble bath, and
we've always had body wash. It's just the fucking bubble bath solution.
Yeah, but people didn't know to do it standing up. Like it was a bubble bath. You know what I mean? If you were taking a bubble bath into the shower, people would think that you were a little off.
Because then you was like, oh, you just want bubbles to be raining down in your shower. No, we would use but how would we like? 10, 8.
Mm-hmm. That's single digits.
That's kid logic. That's like, if I put more soap, you just knew you needed more soap.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out the best way to get enough soap in there to have a bubble-like bath.
Yeah.
But, oof.
Nah, dog, that's just kid logic. We would just use, because I was like, the biggest bubbles that I knew came from washing dishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we would just put dishwashing liquid in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
It made perfect sense to us.
It does make lots of sense. Like, it obviously is better bubbles, but that is, you got to be very careful with what brand you're using. Because you're not like a duck that's been covered in oil. You know what I mean? Like, you're like a regular kid just trying to go about your life. If you want to talk about the moisture being stripped, get the wrong dishwashing liquid in your tub. I'm going to ask you a quick question. You just reminded me of a question I've had since we brought up the topic.
Yes, would I wash my legs.
Rather, no, all right. Would you rather, and this to me goes to my point of bars of soap being superior. Would you rather slip on a bar soap or on a puddle of body wash?
They're both slipping.
They're both slipping. But how about this? Bar soap, that's shot from under your foot. That's gone. All right? You just have to get your bearings now, and maybe you can catch yourself. You slip on a puddle of body wash, and not only are you going down, you're going to keep falling after you go down. It's going to look like you fell down an escalator going up.
Okay. You are more likely to drop a bar of soap than you are to have puddles of body wash, right? If you drop a bar of soap, now you're in a hunt for the bar. You're going to pick it up and it's going to slide out of your hands. You're going to pick it up, it's going to slide out of your hands. Also, if you got a white dagger in a white tub, for a second, you're going to lose it. You got to refind it.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Now you're just in a fucking Charlie Chapman, Roland Hardy type of, you know, Benny Hill. And you're just having this bar, especially if it's a big bar. If it's like good and like wet because you've been in the shower for a second, you're like, oh shit, I dropped the soap. Boom. Like, there's no dropping body wash jokes, but there's plenty
that is of dropping only, the soap joke. That's only because soap is older than body wash. There's been more time to write the jokes. Let me also tell you why that is soap slander and why your body wash propaganda will not stand, okay? When you drop.
This is the most intense I've ever seen. Like, you did not get in this intense when we were talking about the old, like the conscious rap versus club bangers.
Yeah,
you were not at this intense, but you are so team soap, team bar soap. I don't know if this comes from like the fact that like this is all you had for a long time, and you're just trying to not forget where you come from. Don't let them do you like that, Josh. Like, you can be it. You're still gonna be clean, bro. Like, it's not
when it
because it's like I want to know.
Uh huh.
Are you still so? Like, how do you feel about bar soap now? Are you still like on a scale of like 1 to 10?
Uh huh.
Are you still at an 8?
I mean, you've really pushed me to a 9.
Wow!
Because the slander around bars of soap, like, you can't drop a bottle of body wash if your shower is big enough. Let's say what, because this is what happens when you drop a full bottle of body wash. It squirts out. It spits out. All right. It
what?
Doesn't have complete suction control on the top of that bottle.
What are you purchasing?
It coughs a little bit of a body wash out every time you drop it.
I think because I have a bottle that's a pump,
mm-hmm.
I don't usually have those issues. I also am never picking up my bottle of body wash because it is a pump and it sits on the shower rack. So I just go right up to it, hit it, bam, because it's a dispenser, all right? It's a dispenser.
You can't dispense bar soap. Attitude with me talking about dispensers, explaining the concept of a push pump like I've never been anywhere. That's fine. So how about this? This is another thing that I feel is an important question for us to ask ourselves in the debate between bar soap and body wash. Let's say you're traveling. Now we're traveling. Now, look, you can have that little squirt, squirt, squirt of body liquid, whatever. You know what I mean? In a little bottle with the...
Your soap juice, right. I heard you.
With the soap juice. Okay. Or you could have a tiny little bar that you can keep track of.
They give you those in the hotel.
And why do they? Why they do that?
Because it's a waste. It's a waste. Because you know what the hotel does? The hotel gives you a bar to use at the sink. But then the hotel also gives you a bottle of body wash, shampoo, and conditioner. I'm a black person. I'm not using your shampoo and conditioner because I don't want to go bald. But there is hand soap that is in a bar.
What hotels are you staying at? Because sometimes I'm getting bars of soap at the sink, in the bathroom, and then a bar of soap in the shower. I mean, I understand what you're talking about. I've stayed in some places where they've had the shampoo and conditioner. I also don't use it. But, I mean, to just assume you're going to get free body wash.
That's the other bottle. Some places even have mouthwash.
Some places do.
But most places don't. Well, I've stayed at an Aloft hotel, and there was a dispenser in the shower. Like, full dispenser, like pump dispenser. And it was body wash, shampoo, conditioner already in there.
You're telling me right now.
Yes.
That you would rather travel with some unreliable, maybe the bottle's gonna leak, body wash than with a small bar of soap.
I know my soap. I know my bottles. I know how to pack. I'll check anything. For my face, there's a cleanser, there's a toner, there's serums, there's lotion. That's already 4 to 5 bottles just for my face. Yeah. Then body wash. Then hoo-ha wash. That's 2 more bottles. Then my hair. Okay, depending on where I'm going, I've got to have all my hair stuff. That's 4 more bottles. Never had a leakage issue. Probably maybe with some oil one time, but I know what I'm doing.
So you would rather
yes.
use all those bottles than to have one bar that took care of everything?
You have one bar that takes care of everything?
All you have to do is believe.
No. I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
Joshua Ezekiel Johnson, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you use the same bar of soap to wash your ass, to wash your face.
I use the same bar of soap. I don't use the same washcloth.
So you take body soap and put it on your face?
Depends on the day.
How's your face feel about that?
Am I traveling, you know? I feel like my face is fine. I feel like I'm glowing some days.
How about other days?
Not everybody glows every day.
I hear you. Not everybody can be me. What I'm saying is, you...
You're coming at this thing with a level, just a slight level of elitism.
Not elitism. Like, because I was someone who, when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
was starting to have skin issues. Right? Okay. Around 14, 15, I remember my mother came up to me, grabbed me by my chin, and did me like this, to the left, to the right, to the left again, and she was like, oh, you going to dermatologist. Because my mother believed in my acting career and didn't want my face out here looking like a cobblestone street. So, mm-hmm. since I was about 14, I had medication for my face.
Okay.
I had a face wash that I had to use. I had moisturizers that I had to use. Also, the skin on your face is different from the skin on the rest of your body. So that's why I don't put the same soap on my face that I put on the rest of my body. For the same reason that I don't put the same soap on my lady bits that I put on everything else.
So you mentioned before having all of these different bottles for all of these different things. Let's get honest for a second, because you were educating me earlier in the episode
mm-hmm.
about the soap, about yeah. the process.
Yes.
Which one do you think has safer ingredients? The bar of soap or the body wash? Because I've looked at the back of some body washes, and they've told a very Breaking Bad type story. There's a whole lab that could be put into a bottle of body wash. Meanwhile, the soap, sometimes, depending on the soap you get, it'll just say the 3 ingredients you listed. A little bit of water, a little bit of lye, a little bit of fat. Are you Googling right now?
Hell yeah, I'm Googling.
So it's a Google conversation now.
Listen,
so we're not going off of feeling. We're going off of facts. Let me go ahead.
You're asking me about ingredients.
Yeah, I'll Google too.
So here.
Give me just a couple of the things.
First of all, which is confusing, the first ingredient says soap.
Thank you.
No,
and most important ingredient is what it's supposed to be.
Hold on. Dove Beauty Bar contains formaldehyde. It also contains butylated hydroxytoluene, BHT, which is also suspected to be cancer-causing. Now, wait. Parabens. Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. So, to be fair, let's look up the ingredients of my Suave body wash. Suave Ocean Breeze, just to let people know I'm out here smelling like a vacation at all times. While Josh is smelling like a hard day's work.
Wow.
Your bar soap had formaldehyde in it.
How much, though? Little bit?
Shut
little
up.
Touch, little dash?
Shut up.
Little
Shut.
Dash? Because now you acted like I'm just washing myself with pure formaldehyde now. Was it a little bit? Was it a drop? Was it a little something
to take
the edge off? You know?
Josh, we're not supposed to have pit. It has all of the, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Because they used to put formaldehyde in nail polish and they had to take it out.
I'm not eating the formaldehyde. I'm just using it to scrape off some of the dirty of the day.
Let me tell you something. If you really want to get scraped, okay? If you really want these skin cells.
Oh my gosh.
To get all off that body.
Yeah.
What you have to do is you have to go to a Korean sauna and get a body scrub, because the soap that they got coming straight out South Korea, I've never seen it nowhere else. Mm-hmm. I've never felt that. I've never seen that soap nowhere else.
Is it a bar?
I don't know. But it's not in the soap. It's in the gloves, friend.
So help me out then. So now that we're talking about instruments and extra things being brought in to get to the level of cleanliness.
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather that glove be holding a bar rather than a bunch of nothing, rather than just a bunch of slippery pulp?
No, I'd rather that glove have a body scrub professional in it. That's what I'd rather be in the glove, because I know that the body scrub is not about the soap, because they tell you before, don't use any of the soap.
Mm-hmm.
Just get your skin. Don't put on any soap, because at the Korean sauna, they have, sometimes they have bar soap. And some of them have body wash. But a lot of the Korean saunas quit doing bar soap because they're not as sanitary.
So you're telling me that bars of soap, that like literal cleanliness manifest, isn't sanitary?
Because it's not fresh bars all the time, and there's multiple people. 100, 200 people could go through here every day. So it's like, if I see a bar of soap with a woman's hair on it, I don't know what part of her body this hair is from.
You just pick off the hair and go forth knowing.
No. I'm not picking off a hair.
Body wash is not that much more clean than bars of soap, all right? If you were squirting out your body wash and you caught a hair coming out of that body wash, would you be disgusted?
No one is putting that, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like bar soap is being applied directly to a body and then being put back. I don't know who used it before me. I don't know what kind of skin conditions that person can have. If we're dealing with a body wash with a giant pump with a dispenser, then the only soap that you interact with is the soap that comes in your hand. That soap has not touched someone else's body. That soap has not been sitting out here. That soap has not been, because you're also like in a hot environment. So it's a hot room. You're dealing with whatever skin conditions people may have. I can have what, you see what I'm saying?
So I see, like, what you're saying. I guess I think there's something that I need to make known about antibacterial soap. It is like the surface of the sun to germs. Okay. So when I see a piece of soap, I know that soap's clean. Because that's what soap does. Soap is as soap does. And soap is just burning through germs, whether they're on the body or they're in the air or they're on the soap.
Do you really believe you right now? Do you believe the words that are coming out of your mouth? You know good and fucking well, the last place somebody is going to use a bar of soap is their ass. And then you set that soap down. I don't know if you didn't wash that soap off beforehand or what else you could have on this soap. What kind of crumbs could be on here? I don't know what you're doing.
The soap resets, all right?
No,
the
not if you don't rinse it off.
Everything in between washes.
You still
washes.
Have to rinse it off. You still have
the
to rinse
the soap
off. The soap
got amnesia.
Sir, you don't. You sound like me, okay? Now you're just saying wild stuff for the sake of saying wild shit. You don't believe you. I don't believe you don't believe you. You've never spoken this way. I don't know what these grand, like, are you marrying soap? Like, these grand, just, these dissertations, these just floral Cyrano de Bergerac, fucking Shakespearean sonnets, like, wherefore art thou, dove? Like, I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, you don't know what soap has done for me.
No.
All right, it's got me through.
Through what? You used to work at a factory? What the hell are you talking about? Were you a butcher at one point?
Smelling like peaches?
Peaches?
Yeah, peaches.
When were you smelling like peaches? Did you steal your mother's soap?
I've smelled very fruity and what's the other word?
So you smelled fruity, floral, fresh?
And yet fresh is in there too. I'm just trying to be at such a level of cleanliness, I don't even need the cologne. I put on the cologne, they're like, why are you putting on the cologne? Why are you covering up the beautiful smell of the soap that you've been using?
So you like scented bar soaps. Now, this is my question. Have you ever, if you're trying to get like a soap that doesn't have, I don't know, formaldehyde in it.
Wow.
I didn't do that.
No, I know you didn't do it, but you definitely came for it. I know that was an away side. That was a drive-by jab, you know? You acted like I wasn't going to call it out, like I wasn't going to hear it, like I couldn't see what you were doing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's fine.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is my question. Mm-hmm. Has this conversation, because we've learned that your beloved Dove soap is a legitimate chemistry set. Not on me. Uh-huh. Not on me. We read that was Google.
Yeah.
Okay, that will Google.
Go ahead.
So, have you considered using a different bar soap that is not used, that doesn't have ingredients that is used to preserve the dead?
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
I can concede
that
there are a lot of bars out there
that
are made slightly of poison.
Yes.
And that there are body wash ingredients that are more moisturizing.
Yes.
Can you concede?
Okay.
That a lot of this body wash stuff is just flippant, insane, watered down soap juice that they're trying to appeal to the masses with.
Wow.
By making it green and blue.
No. Because so many soaps come in liquid form. You've got your dishwashing liquids. You've got your washing detergents, you understand? So I can't concede that it's watered down soap juice because there's so many soaps and detergents that come in liquid form. I can't do it.
Okay, well.
I hear where you're coming from.
I appreciate you and I appreciate the conversation. I also appreciate you all listening. This has been Hold Up with Dulce Sloan and Josh Johnson. We're here every week taking you down through the nitty gritty of the things that are most important in the world and in the universe. We appreciate that you tuned in. We hope you'll do it again. Please tell a friend and tell everybody that you know.
And let us know what your stance is on bar soap versus body wash. Now, usually I would take this as another opportunity to maybe say something slightly weird to Josh. Sorry, slightly rude to Josh. Or say something else to make my point. But I want you, the listeners, to give us your unadulterated, undiluted, uncovered in pubic hair facts.
Fine. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That's been the episode. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed week and weekend. Listen to Hold Up on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.